Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chedi and Induwa Rampol Chedi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
All right, hello everyone and welcome to Bible Issues. My name is Dr. Denver Chedi. I've spent a lot of time criticizing the prosperity gospel, and it doesn't mean that I'm against prosperity, but I am against people using Christianity as a means to wealth. But very often, whenever somebody tries to criticize the prosperity gospel, people who are in the prosperity gospel tend to push back, and they say things like, "Well, what do you believe? The poverty gospel?" And they feel, you know, like they just put me in my place. Well, I want to share a scripture from the writings of Paul that will make you wonder, did Paul believe in the poverty gospel? Well, let's read from 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and we'll find out. Verse 26, "For you see your calling, brethren, that not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God has chosen the foolish things of this world to put shame the wise. God has chosen the weak things of the world to put shame the things which are mighty. And the base things of the world, the things which are despised, God has chosen." And let me also read one verse from the book of James chapter 2 verse 5. "Listen, my beloved brethren, has not God chosen the poor of this world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom which he promised to those who love him?" So in this particular passage of scripture, Paul is pointing out that if you look around you and you analyze the demographics of the church, you will find that there are not a lot of wise people according to the flesh. So you wouldn't find a lot of educated academic people. Not many mighty. So not a lot of politicians and people with influence, and not many noble are called. So not many celebrities, kings. And the book of James said, God has chosen the poor of this world to be rich in faith. So he said, look around you. That's what you will see. And I'm pretty sure many of you will have the same experience. When you look around your church, you're not going to find the brightest people. You're not going to find the richest people or the most powerful people. Usually it's a bunch of low-level people in society, as society would measure it. And even if you look around in your workplace, who are the people who are born-again Christians? If you have a prayer meeting or a Bible study, the people most likely to attend would be the janitors, security guards, and lower-level employees. You're not going to find a lot of CEOs and top-level management coming to that kind of stuff. Not that there aren't Christians who are rich, of course, but he's saying not many of them are called. So Paul here is pointing out an unmistakable demographic in the church that was true in Corinth, and it's true today for many people. Now, some of you might be saying, well, you know, in my church, there are lots of rich, educated people. You know, maybe if that's true, great. Maybe you stumbled upon a secret that the rest of the world, including the Apostle Paul, has not found. Or maybe, just maybe, what you call a church is really just a glorified country club. You know, just something to think about. I don't know your church. I don't know your specific situation. All I know is what this scripture says, that not many wise are called, not many mighty, not many noble, not many rich are called. Not many celebrities are called. And yeah, there are celebrities who claim to be Christians. But to be totally honest, if you really look at them carefully, you will laugh at the fact that they're claiming to be Christians. For example, Will Smith. He believes that he is doing the work of God. I believe missionaries who travel to the ends of the world, to Indonesia, the Philippines, and they risk their lives, they are the ones doing the work of God. I wouldn't even put myself in that category, but I know for sure Will Smith acting and making millions of dollars to act, use expletives in his acting, I'm pretty sure he is not doing the work of God. And these are the kind of celebrities that claim to be Christians. And very often you will find that these celebrities who claim to be Christians tend to go to certain churches with celebrity pastors. For them, it's just a country club. You will never find them going to Gasparilla Bible Church. You understand what I'm saying? They're going to go for something that's a lot more glamorous. And it makes you wonder, are they really Christians? Anyway, that's not for me to judge. Only God knows what's in the heart of people. All I could see is fruit. Now, Paul pointed out that the demographic of the church is the way it is. Not a lot of rich people, not a lot of mighty, noble, powerful. And he also mentioned why that demographic is the way it is. It's not because we're doing something wrong. It's not because our evangelism has fallen short. The reason has to do with the fact that God did not call many mighty people. Not many mighty are called. But God has chosen the foolish things of this world to put to shame the wise. God has chosen the weak things. God has chosen the base things. God has chosen those who are poor in this world to be rich in faith. This has nothing to do with our methods. This has to do with God's calling and God's choosing. Because very often we think that if we could get a lot of rich business people in the church, not only will they support the church, they will also be able to reach out to other rich people and bring them to Christ. And we think that if we could get a few celebrities saved, the influence that these people wield, all of their followers will come to Christ. All of their celebrity friends will come to Christ. Tell me, how many of Will Smith's friends are Christians? I remember a few years ago, Mel Gibson produced a movie or directed a movie, I'm not really sure, called The Passion of the Christ. Very popular movie among Christians, and everybody was excited about the fact that Mel Gibson, a well-known celebrity, directed this movie. So imagine the influence that would have when somebody of the stature of Mel Gibson starts preaching Christ, right? That was the thinking of many Christians around that time. And I remember thinking to myself, I think you all are wrong. God doesn't work that way. God doesn't call celebrities to win the world to Christ. That was never how God operated. And the scriptures that we just read clearly says that. God has not chosen the high things, but God has chosen the foolish things to confound the wisdom of the wise. All it takes is for Mel Gibson to do one stupid thing, and all of Christianity looks bad. And we all know what happened. Where is Mel Gibson today? Right? I know for sure he's not preaching the gospel. He chose to build a church of lowly, humble people in the eyes of the world so that they could confound the wisdom of the world, so that they could be rich in faith. And the reason why God chose to do it like that, verse 29, that no flesh could glory in his presence, but of him you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God, that it is written, he who glories, let him glory in the Lord. All right, that's the reason why God chose the weak things of the world, the poor, because he wanted to create an organization, a movement, that will not be powerful on its own, but it will be powerful because of him. It will be powerful because he is our wisdom. He is our righteousness, our sanctification, and our redemption. And what you often find is that people who are already rich in this world, people who are already wise and influential and powerful, if they come to church, they're going to have a problem with things working the way they are, because they're going to want to use all of their connections, all of their influence, to try to spread Christianity to the world. That's human nature. And God is saying, no, that's not how I want it to be. I want to choose the lowly things of the world so that I could present a heavenly treasure in an earthen vessel. That's what God wants. God doesn't want to choose people who are already powerful and say, put in a good word for me. God is looking for people who are lowly, who are nothing, who are broken, and he could raise them up, shine his glory through them, and do great things through them. That is what God wants. And that is the reason why the demographic of the church is the way it is. And now, does all of that mean it is impossible for a rich person to be saved? Or impossible for a businessman or celebrity to be saved? Absolutely not. Nothing is impossible with God. But in order for anyone to be saved, they have to take all that they have and lay it at his feet. They have to be willing to sacrifice everything and forsake everything. And the more you have, the less likely you are to do that. God is looking for those who will humble themselves and say, Lord, take me. I am a nothing. I am a nobody. And do your great work through me. He is not looking for people to say, God, look at me. I'm great. I'm the perfect candidate. Lord, pick me. God said, no, I'm not picking people like that. God is looking for people who are humble. And very often, God will use trials to keep us humble. For example, Paul talked about this in the book of 2 Corinthians 12, how he got all of these visions and revelations. And because of all of those blessings and secret knowledge, the temptation was for Paul to be puffed up with pride and say, look at how spiritual I am. Look at how powerful I am. So God knew that. So God said, no. I'm going to give you a thorn in the flesh. Which some people believe it was a sickness. Some people believe it may have been trials. But whatever it is, it was some adverse thing that was designed by God to keep Paul humble. God will find ways to humble us to prevent us from being puffed up. Because he knows too much knowledge, too much wisdom, too much power, too much influence, too much wealth will corrupt you. Too many of these things can lead you away from where you're supposed to be. God knows that. And that's the reason why a lot of people who have these things don't come to God in the first place. And many of those who do come to God on their terms. A very few of them come to God on God's terms. And that is why there are not a lot of them in the church. There are not too many people who can handle riches, who can handle knowledge, and who can handle too much power. There's an old saying, power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. We've seen it so many times with politicians who claim to be Christian, but once they get into power, they're taking bribes, they're involved in corruption, just like any other unsaved politician. And it's an embarrassment to the body of Christ, but that's human nature. We see it happen all the time. There are not too many people who could handle these things. That's the reason why God doesn't choose those people. Is it possible to be rich, smart, and famous and still be in Christ? Of course it is. But you have to learn how to not trust in those things. You have to learn how to not put your strength and your dependence on those things. Your strength cannot be in the fact that you're rich. Your strength cannot be in the fact that you are influential, powerful, or privileged. If that's your strength, then it's either God must find a way to humble you, or God is not going to choose you. Your strength has to be in Christ alone. Let him who glory, glory only in him. And it is very difficult. The more you have, the harder it is to do that. And the less you have, the easier it is to say, well, where else could we go? You alone have the words of eternal life. We have nothing else. Here we are, Lord. So you tell me, did Paul preach the poverty gospel? Did James teach the poverty gospel? How does this line up with the popular gospel that you hear on TV? If you've missed any of our previous messages, you could go to our website, BibleIssues.org, and you could catch up. You could hear all of our previous sermons, including this one. So God bless you, and we will see you next time.
Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chady and Induo Rampol Chady every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.